Yeah, like that. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 27. Wow, that grape juice was powerful, wasn't it? Anyone else needs a drink of water? There is a fountain out in the back foyer. It's out. Well, we'll put some new in there if we need to. Before I read, I want to pray. Father, I thank you so much for what you're doing in this place, for what you're doing in me, what you're doing in each and every one who was drawn here today. I just pray your mercies, Lord, would just fall all around us. They'd be new today. Saving the lost, healing the sick, setting the captives free. God bless each one. I pray that as we read your word today, Holy Spirit, that you would inspire us, encourage us, and strengthen us. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Now, I was recently sitting with a group of people who have many different struggles in their lives, and I was trying to help them understand that, you know what, there is a place of stability in life. There is a place of strength. You don't have to fall when the wind comes. You don't have to fall when the waves crash. You don't have to fall when it gets all dark and crazy around you, as long as you're standing on the rock, Jesus Christ. You see, we put our trust and our faith in all sorts of things. But when we put our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ, and we build the house of our lives upon the solid rock, Jesus Christ, then we can be just like that lighthouse that you see in that picture right there. Isn't that crazy? Could you imagine that? It is amazing. I saw this picture and I'm like, wow. Somebody built that thing there. And that thing has been there through storm after storm after storm after storm, and it has not moved. And that looks like a pretty wild storm that it's experiencing at that moment. Anybody going through a storm today? I think a lot of people are going through some storms. You know, as I minister, you know, young, old, healthy, ill, free, captive, everyone's going through storms. And I want to remind you today, where's your faith? What have you built this life upon? Now, if you've never put your trust in Christ, I want to encourage you, today's the day. Say, you know what? I can't handle this stuff that's going on in my life anymore. I need help. I need a source of stability. I need something that I can stand on so that when the waves crash against me, I'll stand. And I can testify to you today, and there's others around here, many around us, and we know this, but we sometimes need to be reminded. It's only through Jesus Christ that we're able to do that. I want you to know something. If you're not in the midst of a storm, there's one coming. You know that? There'll be more. Hate to be the bearer of bad news. Is there anybody whose life has been pillows and roses since you're born and you don't? It doesn't look like it's ever going to stop? It's always just going to be wonderful. It's always going to be a blessing. There's never going to be any rain. Oh, hey. If there's anyone, my wife wants to come and rub up against you, she said. You get some of that to rub off on you. Had a conversation with my wife the other day, and these are things, you know, stuff comes. Are you prepared for the stuff that's coming? You know, most of us, we get so overwhelmed with the past or so overwhelmed with the experience that we're going through right now that we're not even aware. We don't even think about what's down the road. Well, guess what? There's stuff down the road coming. Guaranteed. How can I guarantee that? Well, you all know we live in a fallen world. From the moment we're born, we're destined to die. Right? Each and every one of us. Some of us will lose parents. Some of us will lose spouses. Some of us will lose children. And it happens in all kinds of ways. Who knows? Sometimes tragic. Yesterday, by the way, you need to be praying. There's a family. They haven't released his name yet. There's a family. One of the workers over at Seneca Metals Landfill was killed yesterday on a job. Just a horrific accident. And you never know. I mean, here one moment, a guy's at work just doing his thing. He only had an hour to go, and the day would have been over. That's hard. That's a storm. I talked to one gentleman one day over at the county jail, explaining to him about Christ, trying to lead him to Jesus, trying to tell him about God's love for him and encourage him to take hold of God's hand and to put his trust in the Lord and repent of his sin and go after God with all his heart. And his brother looked at me and he said, how's that going to help me? I'm looking at next 10 or 15 years, I'm going to be in jail. I said, you know what, brother? I would not want to spend the next 10 or 15 years in jail if I didn't have my hand in the hand of Jesus Christ. That was a few months ago. I saw him again recently. And he encouraged me. As I'm preaching and I'm trying to encourage others, and there's a couple of people like questioning and doubting, and he's speaking up, saying, you know what? This is what you need. This is what we need. The storms of life are not easy. Rains descend, floods come, winds blow. But the house that's built on the solid rock will stand. You look at the house that's not built on the solid rock, and it says, great was its fall. Not only did it just fall down, but great was its fall. Anybody see the pictures from Japan when that tsunami hit and wiped out cities? I mean, houses just completely, buildings just completely destroyed. And if you go over there, you might find one or two buildings that actually stood through that. You know why? Because they're built on the rock. Sometimes the rains descend, the floods come, and the winds blow, and it wipes out the whole city. And you know what? That's exactly what Satan wants to do here in Geneva. Satan wants to wipe this city out. Do you know that? We've been getting involved and getting connected with different groups and this and that, and we're kind of learning like who's with us and maybe who's not quite with us and that type of thing. But I realize that there's a reason why Satan wants those that are not with us to push an agenda, because he wants the city to fall. He wants the city's fall to be a great fall. And you know what? I would like to see this city standing on the solid rock. And the only way that this city is going to stand up and profess Jesus Christ as Lord is if you and I get out there, and what did it say at the beginning of that verse? Whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, if you and I will do what God has called us to do, then we can go out there and we can spread the gospel and we can show his love to this city, and this city could be founded on the rock Jesus. You know why this nation has stood as long as it has stood? Our form of government, it was like an experiment. It's never been done anywhere else in the world, but it's lasted all this time because it was founded on Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? And there are those who are trying to knock it down today. It's time for the church to pray. It's time for the people of God to do, become doers of the word. I've been talking a lot about service lately, serving and going out and doing the work of God, and that's a great thing. You, those of you who've been here, remember a series I preached a while back about the master key for successful Christian life. I need to add a verse to that particular series. I haven't figured out which one I want to use yet, but a verse that pertains to serving, because you know all of that was a great message. I loved it. I hope you did too. But it talked about getting saved. It talked about growing in Christ, getting to a place where we can become the fishers of men that Jesus said we would be, and going out into all the world and preaching the gospel. But nowhere in that message do I remember talking about serving. Feeding the hungry, giving a drink to those who are thirsty, clothing the naked, visiting the captives. I don't know, maybe I did, maybe I didn't, but I really think that if we want to have successful Christian lives, then we got to do what this says. Hear his sayings and do them, and we will be like a house that was built on a rock. Another portion of scripture for you. Whoops, I turned my thing on. I'm good. I got it. Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. Now when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with waves. But he was asleep. Now Jesus, man, he must have been tired for walking around all the places he walked around. The tempest is blowing, the waves are crashing into the boat, and he's asleep. Then his disciples came and woke him up and said, "Lord, save us." Well, that's a good thing to do. You know what? When the waves are crashing in on your boat and you think it's going to sink, that's a really good thing to do. Run to the Lord. "Lord, save me. Save us." So they did the right thing. But they demonstrated a bit of a lack of faith. They said, "Lord, save us, because we're perishing." Well, how many know that if you have Jesus Christ in your life, you will never perish? Right? But he said to them, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" He arose, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Anybody ready for a great calm? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So the men marveled, saying, "Who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey him?" When he came to the other side, to the country of Gergenes, Georgia, started with a G, I don't know. There met him two demon-possessed men coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no one could pass that way. Now, I read that far for a reason. Well, let me keep going. It says the 32. "And suddenly they cried out, saying, 'What have we to do with you, Jesus? You Son of God, have you come here to torment us before the time?' Then a good way off from there was a herd of many swine feeding, so the demons begged him, saying, 'If you cast us out, permit us to go away into the herd of swine.' And he said to them, 'Go.' So when they had come out, they went into the herd of swine, and suddenly the whole herd of swine ran violently down the steep place into the sea and perished in the water." Now, I wanted to go that far for a reason, and I'll explain it to you in a minute. But first I want to talk about the boat where the waves are crashing over. I know the picture's a little blurry, but you know what? If you're out in the middle of the ocean, I've been out in the middle of the Seneca Lake before when the waves came and started crashing over the boat, and let me tell you something, it's a scary deal. Yeah. We were lucky to make it back to shore. But sometimes you might be out on the sea just having a great old time and just sailing along, and next thing you know, here comes the wind. It is not a cool thing. When you're miles out and the wind starts blowing, it's like, oh boy, we are in trouble. And so again, what was the answer for the storm? Jesus. "Lord, save us." He rose and he rebuked the wind. Now, how many know that Jesus said that he gives his disciples the power to do what? Cast out demons, right? Heal the sick, save the lost, move mountains, calm storms. Think about that for a moment. Do you ever think about that? Yeah, there's a mountain in my way. I'm going to move it. Oh, there's somebody sick. I'm going to pray for them. Oh, there's somebody lost. I'm going to preach to them. Oh my gosh, there's a storm. I'm doomed. What? No. Speak to the storm. Speak to the storm. You're going through a storm right now. I want you to speak to that storm. You know what you say to the storm? Peace. Be still. I need some calm in my life, storm. And I need some peace in my life, storm. And I'm standing on Jesus Christ is in my boat. Right? Anybody got Jesus in your boat? I hope so. If he's not in your boat, you're on the wrong boat. It may seem as though he's asleep at the moment, storm, but guess what? He's in my boat. And I read, as far as I read for a reason, because isn't it interesting? The moment, you know, here they're out at the sea, there's a great storm, and Jesus calms the storm, hallelujah, but as soon as they get to the other side, what happens? Boom, they run into some guys that are possessed with demons. Oh, here we, wow. Talk about jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. Again, what's the answer for the demons? Cast them out. The answer is Jesus. And so we face storms, we face wind, we face waves. Sometimes it's like our boat is sinking. And then we finally get to the other side. And I wanted to point that out in verse 28 there where it says, he had come to the other side. Know this, there is another side. You're going to get to the other side of this. There are borders that, you know, oceans don't go forever. Sooner or later, I can just imagine Christopher Columbus and all his guys going, you know, oh, it's got to be out there somewhere. So, yeah, it is. Sooner or later, you're going to come to shore. You're going to come to the other side. Trust in the Lord along the journey. Put your faith in him along the way. You know, I did a funeral yesterday for a dear friend. I got to meet, you know, I got to get together with her before she passed. And I'm telling you what, this woman had no fear. She had faith. And even though she was dying, in her flesh, she knew she was going to make it to the other side. What a blessing. I did a funeral yesterday, and some people said, oh, that was a wonderful service. I said, you know what? That was a wonderful person. Somebody who had faith in Jesus Christ. Somebody who knew, you know what? This storm is not going to sink the boat. These demons are not going to overwhelm me. I'm going to get to the other side. And I believe she is on the other side. Jesus said in verse 26 there, why are you so fearful? Why are we so fearful? Okay, so what's the answer? Oh, by the way, before I go to the next portion of scripture that I want to share with you, encourage you with. I need to encourage you some because I've been talking about all these storms and all this stuff. How many know that when the storm hits, it's going to be like this? Dark. It's going to be really dark. Most storms come in the thick of the night when it seems to be the worst time, don't they? You ever lay in bed and you hear the wind howl? It's like, oh my gosh. Should I get in the basement? Should I run? Is the roof going to stay on the house? You hear trees crashing outside, and you look outside, and you don't see nothing because it's dark. Anybody ever go through, you know, your worst storm in the middle of the day when the sun's shining, it's nice and bright? Usually not. Usually our worst storms are a very dark time in our lives. The sun always shines in the darkness. Thank you, brother. You know that darkness cannot stay where there's light. You know that? If you walk into a dark room and you turn the light on, the dark disappears. If you walk into a light room and you try to find the darkness, there's no switch to turn darkness on, right? You have to turn the light off in order for it to be dark again. Well, who's the light of the world? Let me say it again. Who's the light of the world?
Jesus.
Now, wait a minute. You're the light of the world. Doesn't the Bible say you're the light of the world? Where do we get our strength? Jesus. That's the answer. Right? What are we not supposed to do with our light? We're not supposed to hide it in darkness, right? And so here's the thing. We as believers in Jesus Christ, I already mentioned we're going to go through some storms. You know, and you, okay, if you weren't aware of that, be aware of that. And if you're in the middle of a storm right now, you're like, really? I'm not even through this one yet. That's okay. You're going to get to the other side. And when you get to the other side, sooner or later, there'll be another one. There will be some calm along the way here and there. Trust me, there will be some calm. Okay? Jesus doesn't give us any more than we can handle. Isn't that what the Bible says? Of course, that's a little bit taken out of context, but there will be a calm. And when it's dark, you know, Jesus wants us to be the light of the world. Now, here's the deal. You and I, we already know, we go through storms. But we can't let the darkness hide our light. Because you know why? There's other people that are going through storms too. And we as believers, we should be able to come along, even in the midst of our worst storm, and say, hey, you know what? I have faith. I have trust. And if you know, a non-believer comes in and sees you in the midst of your storm, hopefully they still see that light of Christ shining in you. You know, one of the things that will help draw people who don't know Christ to the Lord is when they see a believer who's going through a storm. As this woman that I spoke of a few moments ago. Why would anybody want to walk into a church whose, you know, people are going through the same storms? We go through the same storms everybody else goes through. Rain falls on the just and on the unjust, right? But when they walk into a church, they want to find a place that's filled with hope and life and love and a light in the darkness, okay? But if they walk into a church and all the believers are like, oh, well, hey, we're done, we're doomed. Are they going to join that church? No. No. And so we need to be lights, even in the midst of our own storms. We need to be standing on that rock in the midst of our own storms. We need to be trusting in Jesus in the midst of our own storm. And so I want to look at one more portion of Scripture, and hopefully this portion of Scripture will help us to, it's Ephesians chapter 6, will help us in the midst of our storms. Ephesians chapter 6. And this is, you know, this is nothing new to those who follow the Lord. But I hope that today we can find a little bit of encouragement in it. Because again, I know that some are going through storms. I pulled this song for a reason. Let me try to remember why it was. Oh. It might have been verse 2. When it says, in your kingdom, broken lives are made new. Okay? Broken lives are made new. Because when we see you, we find strength to face the day. And in your presence, all our fears are washed away. In whose presence? God's presence. When we see who? Jesus. Right? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You know, sometimes you just need to speak some stuff into your life, don't you? Would you be willing to speak into your life and say this? I am strong in the Lord. Because the devil will tell you all day long, you're nothing. You got nothing. You're weak. And sometimes we have to stand up and say, in the middle of all these storms, say, I am strong in the Lord. And you know what? If you're not somebody who's strong in the Lord, let me encourage you right now, get strong in the Lord. Read his word. Spend time in prayer. Those who come to our recovery group on Wednesday nights, you know one of my favorite steps is that step seven, daily, consciously, daily, intentionally spending time with God in prayer, in his presence, in his word, in order to know him and in order to know and receive the power to be strong in the Lord. That's very important. How do you get strong physically? You get off the couch and you do something, right? Sometimes the weights you have to pick up are heavy. How many know sometimes when you're building your faith, sometimes the weight is pretty heavy? Well, how will you ever know if you have faith in God? How will you know if you ever have any strength in God if you never have to pick up something that's heavy? And so you exercise your faith. You exercise your spiritual walk with God through prayer, meditation, and reading his word, doing his word. That's how you exercise your spiritual strength. Showing up at church. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday about how important it is to just show up to the meeting. Or maybe it was Friday night. I have this conversation a lot. Show up to the meeting. Church attendance is important. I've had so many people say, well, you know, I can do church on my own at home. Yeah, you can do church on your home at home, but let me tell you something. When you join a bunch of believers and you sit out in the congregation like God has told us in his word not to forsake that, and you take communion with a bunch of believers and you hear the word preached and taught and you have somebody sitting next to you that will encourage you, and you know what? Let's encourage one another. Look at somebody next to you and say, you are strong in the Lord. You're strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, honey. I wanted to mention that. Don Ward. You are strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. For those who don't know Don, we have a lot of new faces here. Don is like Louis' right-hand man. I mean, the two of them are pillars in this church. You know, Louis built the place, Don ran it. Years and years and years, faithful servant of God. Because of his health, he's been away for months, maybe a couple years now. But you know what? He is strong in the Lord. And I am so blessed to have him in the service this morning. Don, I hope that you're blessed as well. Amen. I wanted to recognize him, give him recognition. Sometimes I get off, brother. I'll forget the stuff that's right in front of me. So. Amen. Amen. What my wife is alluding to is what I said. You know, the people that say, oh, they can have church at home. Don, is it the same having church at home as it is coming to church? No. It's just not the same. And believe me, he's strong in the Lord. He's got faith. And out of anybody in this place, you know what? If you want to hear about Jesus, you go talk to Don. You want to hear about God's love and how powerful it is? You go talk to Don. His body may be a little bit weak, but his soul is strong in the Lord. Danny, you want to say something? Yes, we will pray for Stell. His wife is struggling physically. And so we need to pray. Let's do that right now. Oh, wait. And Brian, my neighbor. All right, before we pray, let me finish this. Because this is important. Be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Stella is dealing with the wiles of the devil. Don is dealing with the wiles of the devil. Brian Solomon, for those of you who don't know him, he's my next door neighbor. He and his wife do attend here. They usually sit in the back. Some of you may not know who he is, but he's a chiropractor from down the road. But he's got some serious stuff going. The wiles of the devil are dealing with. He's dealing with right now. And some others that are here, others that we know, there are many. So that put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. What's that mean? It means you're not going to fall down. It means the waves and the wind and the rain is not going to knock you off of that rock, Jesus Christ. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the day, in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Now let's pray. Yeah. Yes. Yes. What's her name? Jenica. My wife gave me it. She put it right in front of me. Ay, ay, ay. I get so caught up in what I'm doing, I don't even see the stuff in front of me. I'm going to add Jenica right here. Pamela is on her way to Africa. You going to Kenya? No? Malawi. Doreen and Russ Teed, on the way to Africa. Are they leaving next week? You leave Thursday, and they leave on Friday. Missions trips. You know what, folks? If these missions trips happen all the time, and if you feel God's call in your heart to do one of those, I encourage you to do it. It's powerful. It's life-changing. So much so that you go once, and like Pamela, you're hooked. You know, you're going to go again just because it's so awesome to see what God does in these places. But missions trips. And by the way, if anybody would like to support Pamela, I'm sure that she could use some donations. And Doreen and Rusty as well, or anyone else. But Pamela's right here in front of us. So if you want to help her out, you could do that today and bless her in that mission. So we're going to pray for Stell and for Brian and for Jenica and others that are dealing with the wiles of the devil, that are dealing with the powers and principalities against rulers of darkness, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. And you know what? God has called us. You know what? Some of us are going through some very difficult storms. But that doesn't mean that he still doesn't want us to fight. That doesn't mean that we can lay down and say, oh, woe is me. I got stuff going on in my life. Well, you know what? Everybody's got stuff going on in their life. Stand up. Stand on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. Put on your armor. And I don't know if you can see it all there, but he's got his helmet of salvation on, his breastplate of righteousness. He's got the word of God, the sword in his hand. His loins are girded with truth. And he's got the gospel of peace on his feet. And he's standing there with the shield of faith that does what? It quenches all the fiery darts of the enemy. All of them. And we've just listed off some very, very fiery darts. And so stand with me. I'm going to ask, Kyle, you know this song? Yeah, would you come up and very softly while we pray, and then I'm going to open the altar as well while Kali sings that song. If anybody would like prayer, then we definitely want to pray for you. Remember, if you'd like to join us tonight at the Wolf's house, see one of the Wolves, and they'll tell you where it is, and we'll just have a good time of fellowship and this evening. Well, let's do some battle right here, right now, okay?